We back.
Damn, Daniel, back at it again with the wet bands.
God, that is something I have not thought about in so long.
You're welcome.
The way wet vans really took over, and the way that people who already had white vans just had to succumb to like always being told that.
Yeah, and now Vans have made like a full comeback
Yep.
in fashion.
They're coming in hot. Holly can't decide if she wants to be in or out of the closet, and it looks like out is the correct answer.
Good. Out and proud.
Love to hear it. Hey, Han, how are you? I'm
Hi.
help.
Okay, I had already been drinking a La Colombe coffee draft can latte, so I'm going to continue drinking that. So that's me pretending to crack open a can.
I just made a what is it called? A decaf latte. Clearly, I needed the caffeine. And it was really good. I'm trying to expand my at-home latte business.
Nice.
Stop buying them out and about. And my first try was pretty good. I got hazelnut syrup.
Ooh, fancy.
Syrup or syrup?
I say syrup because I'm basic.
Is that the basic way? I don't really know the answer. I say syrup, but sometimes I'll say maple syrup. Like it depends. Like pecan and pecan pie. You know, I'm saying pecan pie. That sounds ridiculous.
Yeah, I say pecan.
Right. Wait,
Yeah.
for everything?
Yeah, for everything. I just say pecan pie.
Like if you're eating the nut.
It's a pecan.
Oh, that's crazy. Wild. Okay. I don't know how we got here. How was your weekend?
Great. Oh, also, this is funny, hot, and very cool. I'm Hannah, and that's Kimmy. We're going to get there someday where we actually introduce our podcast correctly.
Yeah, and actually say who we are. Yeah. I'm Kimmy. Hello.
Nice to meet you.
Identify as someone who is funny, hot, and very cool.
Yeah, my pronouns are funny, hot, and very cool.
Yeah, Han, how was your weekend?
It was good. Let's see, what did I freaking do? I basically hung out with like my sister all weekend, I feel like, which is nice to like not be home a lot. She had like her third anniversary of her brick and mortar store was this weekend, so she had like a huge like.
I was like, how?
What?
You said 30th, not 30.
Oh, yeah, no, it was her third year. Yeah. So she had like a little mini event on Sunday. So I spent a couple days over the week just like helping her get stuff in order and like generally cleaning and things. So I was with her all day in the store on Saturday, and then we went to a concert on Saturday night at Love Drafts, a local like brew pub.
Yeah.
And it was one of her friends, Ari, is a front woman of two different bands. We've seen her in the other band where they've covered like Flyleaf and Paramore and stuff, and they have their own music, and she sounds great. She's perfect voice for a Hayley Williams cover. But this other band that she's a front woman for, she's their vocalist. It's an Iron Maiden cover band called Made in America. And so on Saturday they were playing. And so we went. My sister knows Iron Maiden. Her friend Emily came, who became obsessed with Iron Maiden because she watched Stranger Things.
I've never actually met someone who would say that, like, yeah, Iron Maiden is my favorite band.
I know a couple people actually.
The drummer went to my church growing up.
Oh, wow.
So did Scott Stapp, the lead singer of the most influential band of all time, Creed.
Oh, shut
yeah.
up. That's your fun fact you need to lead with.
Sorry.
You need to lead with that.
Yeah. Okay, I will. I can do that.
Can you take me higher?
What if we just all sang like that all the time? Oh, it seems as though Holly has come out of the closet once again. A round of applause. That's the second time in the first 4 minutes of this episode.
She's like not sure. She's our bisexual queen right now. But she's also like on the fence of
She also does
coming
this
out.
every time we record. Like, she will be sleeping soundly all day, and then I wake her up by like set doing the whole setup and like getting the table in here and everything. And she's like, "Oh, movement. Let me be as annoying and awake as possible now that you need me to be quiet." So, yeah, that's pretty much just how it always goes. Well, it sounds like that was a fun weekend. I love seeing a good cover band.
Yeah, it was good and she crushed it. And I think I prefer Iron Maiden now with female vocals. It just sounded so cool. Anyway, how was your weekend? Enough about me.
How about me? My weekend was good. It was very busy. I like didn't have time to do things other than the social activities I had planned, which like a lot of times is fun, but it kind of throws off your like self-maintenance. Like I had to shower today and wash my sheets today, and like I just feel like a little thrown off by it, but it was good. I went to a Formula One event on Saturday, which I know nothing about besides the fact that they like drive cars and there are teams and like some of them are really hot and there's a Netflix show. Like that's the extent of my
Funny,
understanding.
hot, and very cool, are they?
Yeah, basically. And so we went to this event. It was hosted by Red Bull, and after the event I decided that I'm going to start identifying my Formula One affiliation and like who I want to be a fan of, but it's going to be by process of elimination. So we're starting off with all of them right now. Red Bull is out. The event was really poorly executed and I was not impressed. So I feel like I could just have a better experience with like something that McLaren or maybe Mercedes would put on, maybe
Yeah.
in like a Ferrari event and see. But yeah, there it was like blistering hot out. There was nowhere to buy like refreshments. Like there was like three food trucks and they were probably like hundreds of thousands of people who turned up for this event. So you couldn't get water. There was no one handing out a Red Bull. I'm like, this is a Red Bull event. And it was just really crowded and there wasn't like I was excited to go because I thought there was going to be stuff to do. While there were a few like simulators and stuff, because there was one and so many people were like that, you would have had to wait in a 4 hour long line if you wanted to participate.
Jesus.
There was one merch tent, the line was like blocks long, and I was just like, oh my gosh, I don't know if they weren't expecting the turnout.
That's what it sounds like.
But yeah, it was crazy. So, as a huge Red Bull drinker, not impressed with their event execution. So far in my F1 journey, I'm not a Red Bull fan, but stay tuned for my dabbling in the other teams.
Yeah, it's really all about the customer experience, man.
It seriously is. Yeah, so stay tuned if I ever find out whether or not I actually like F1. But yeah, I can't believe we're almost in the end of April. Kind of wild. Like, I just don't know where the year has gone.
Yeah, I mean, a whole quarter and now we're getting our April showers and our pollen counts, and it's
Whole
tan
fiscal
times. And
quarter. Has it rained a lot? I know that, people say April showers bring May flowers, but I kind of just feel like God was kind of like, fuck your flowers and your birth month.
perhaps I feel like maybe the amount of days hasn't been the same. Like it's not rained like as many days, but when the days it does rain, it rains a lot, I feel like,
Interesting. Yeah.
this year. But I mean, it normally is a rainy season, so.
Yeah, fair enough. I don't know how I perceive whether or not DC has gotten rain. We've had a lot of gloom and it's not my favorite, obviously. And it also got cold again. So, our spring of deception is gone and it is suddenly sudden. Whoa, suddenly sudden. It is suddenly sweater weather once again.
Sweat of
And
weather.
yeah, it's like mid to late April right now. So,
Yeah, there's my family in California, they have this kind of happens in like May and June, and it off of the water they get like a gloomy, like foggy cloud type thing, and then it might clear up in the afternoon as the sun kind of burns it off, the marine
Wait,
layer,
where are they? Sorry.
like LA to Santa Barbara area,
Okay.
and they call it May gray and June gloom. because it's like so
Interesting.
gloomy and it may get sunny in the afternoon, but it's not always
That's
guaranteed.
crazy. I always think that like that the gloom and fog is so interesting because fog doesn't really happen that much where I grew up. So when I like went to San Francisco for the first time and saw real fog, I was like, this is crazy. And I remember I flew into San Jose because it was just like the only direct flight that I could find. And then took an Uber into San Fran, and my Uber driver was like, "You're gonna be my last ride of the day. Like the fog is too thick to keep driving." And I was like, "That's just a crazy concept to me." But it was wild. Like you could hardly see the car in front of you, and it was like on the sidewalk. It felt like you're just walking in a cloud.
I never would have thought you didn't grow up around fog.
Yeah, it just doesn't happen a whole lot.
Huh.
Like the first real fog that I remember seeing was in Pinehurst, North Carolina.
Yeah.
Crazy. But I mean,
Well.
Florida's humid as hell. So, like, I'm sure it happens. Just maybe I
Yeah.
lived too far inland. Like, I don't know. But yeah, it
I don't
was.
know either, but yeah, I guess I never thought about there's places probably that don't really experience fog.
I know. It's crazy. What did you mean by early aughts?
You know when people are talking about like the
Sorry, I'm looking at the list of
it's
like what
okay.
Anne and I write to talk about it. Sometimes I'm just like, what does this mean?
That's what I'm saying. You know, people are like talking about like the 2000s or whatever, and they'll be like in the early aughts. And I'm just like, what the fuck does that
And wait,
define?
an early ought is what people say?
I'm pretty sure, at least that's what it sounds like to me, early
I've
aughts.
never heard of that in my life. Okay, we're Googling. Early.
Why are the 2000s called the early aughts? That's literally a question.
Oh, sorry. That's
The
my TikTok
aughts or
playing.
noughties are terms referring to decade 2000 to 2009s. These derive from the or arise, okay, whoever wrote this Wikipedia article. These arise from the words ought and not, respectively, both meaning zero.
Okay, wow. I have never heard that in my life. The more you know, now this is once again a science podcast. We are here teaching me things.
It says in the English-speaking world, a name for the decade was never universally agreed on, as it was for decades like the 80s and 90s, etc. The noughties became noughties, Nought, became a common name for the decade in the UK and New Zealand and Australia. Although the word of ought is referred to zero, is not widespread in the United States. The use of oughts to identify the decade became common there. So.
That's really interesting. So, like, why does it need a name? Because the 70s and the 80s and the 90s were named by what the fucking year was. So, what's wrong with saying the 2010s or like the 2000s?
Because the 2000s is like the 1900s, where it could be any time during the 20th
So,
or
this is
21st
literally just for
century.
2000 to 2009.
Correct. And then 2010 to
Is
2019 is the 2010s.
2010s. Do we say the 2020s right now? That sounds awful.
We do say the 2020s.
I don't like that at all. It just sounds like 2020 and no one ever wants to go back there. Why couldn't COVID and all of that shit happened in a year that didn't seem so pinnacle?
I don't know,
Like,
but
even if it was 2021, 2019, like doing it on an even number, a decade number. Feels
yeah.
so rude. It's like, how do we kick off this decade? Oh, in a fucking global pandemic where we all couldn't leave our houses.
Yeah,
Bummer.
it's tough out here.
It do
But
be.
anyway, the 2020s is what we're in, and I hate it. Speaking of my things that I wrote, I also wrote down what I forget what the fuck I was talking about with my sister, but I made a joke and the punchline was horizontal collaboration. And then I was like, wait, because we all know horizontal collaboration was sleeping with Nazis during World War II is what they called it. And
Wait, what?
horizontal collaboration derived
Is a
because people
historical term?
Yeah, because it derived from people who slept with Nazis
Hannah,
as
this
a way
cannot
to
be another
like.
episode where you just mansplain things to me. Why am I so dumb?
I'm sorry, I thought that other people knew. But that's what so for those of you who also don't know, horizontal collaboration was when women slept with Nazis as a way to like preserve themselves or whatever.
I
Like
literally thought you
Chanel,
were making this up.
Coco Chanel, right? She did horizontal collaboration. She was like a Nazi sympathizer or something, right?
Yeah, she was.
Yeah, so
I
that's
do know that.
she participated in horizontal collaboration. So I was like, horizontal collaboration in today's terms, isn't that just like people who make like a lateral move in their business?
Yeah, I was literally gonna say I would define horizontal collaboration in corporate America as when like you're working across teams of the same level.
Yeah.
So like I'm a senior manager and a horizontal collaboration would be me working with another senior manager on a different team. Whereas like vertical collaboration
Working.
would be like a senior manager working with the CEO.
Okay, so definitely don't use those terms in a professional setting because people
Yeah,
may
for
take it the
sure.
wrong
Well,
way.
now
But you know how
now
like
I
when
know.
people change their like business objective or career path or whatever to something that's like not in the same like silo as them and they like move to a different team or do a different industry or something, people call it like a lateral move because it's like it's not like a raise, so, and it's not a promotion, so it's not a step up technically on like the corporate ladder.
Yeah.
It's on the on a different rung, like same rung, different area, so they
Could we
call it a
call a
lateral
lateral
move.
pass in football a horizontal collaboration?
Exactly. Yeah, anyway, I'm just like, oh well, everyone keeps saying lateral moves and I'm like,
I still can't get over the early aughts. Like
I
it, I feel like
know.
that's like fetch. Who's really trying to make that happen?
I don't know, but it's like every once in a while, I'll listen to a documentary or a podcast or something, and somebody will
Oh,
say
in the
early
early
aughts.
aughts.
Like, oh yeah, well, you know, like in the early aughts, like we had fucking frosted tips. You know what I mean? And I'm just like, what the
Like,
hell?
no, James, I don't know what you mean. Can we just call it something else?
Just say the early 2000s. I don't know what to tell you.
Yeah, the early 2000s. That sounds great.
In the
Straight to the
aughts.
point.
In the zeros, the 20 zeros.
The 20 nils. The 20 zilches.
God, since it means zero.
20 goose eggs. I'm really
Okay.
getting into it here.
The other random thoughts that I had this weekend was I was thinking about like what makes something like a broth considered a broth.
Okay, a like a water-based soup.
Yeah, or like broth or stock. It's like you boil your bones of an,
Yes.
whatever, and I guess then it's like that becomes a broth. Or like you
You
boil
can
your
boil like,
vegetables.
yeah, vegetables too. I think that stock is more concentrated.
Perhaps. I never
Like
knew
the
the
difference between
difference.
cold brew and iced coffee.
Sure. I don't know. I never know the difference between broth and stock, but I just know it's like you boil your whatever and it's like
Yeah.
the stuff that extracts from it
I
becomes
suppose coffee is a
broth.
broth.
That's where I was just like, okay, you add hot water to
Yeah.
something and then it's broth. So like tea.
Tea is a broth. Pasta water is a broth.
Yeah. So then my other thought is like, is blood a broth?
No, because I don't think it's extracting anything from its
But
host.
it carries nutrients throughout your body, does it
Yeah,
not?
but blood isn't like soaking. I guess it does soak in what's in your body. Like if you drink alcohol,
If
your blood soaks in the
if
alcohol.
you digest your food, then the nutrients get carried through your blood system.
I guess also this is fucking gross, but the Red Bull event was so bad that I was walking around being like, I would drink blood right now if it was offered to me. Like that is how thirsty I was and how little refreshments there were. And I said that multiple times and people were like, that's really fucked up. And I'm like, girl needs water. There are gajillions of people here and not a single tent to be seen that is offering me I would have paid $45 for a Dasani, and that's saying a lot
Because
because that
Dasani's
water
tap water.
is disgusting.
Yeah.
And that's a lot of money, but I would have paid for it. So yeah, I don't know. I could see, yeah, blood could be brothy.
Yeah, so it just got me to thinking of like what defines broth, and then I feel like there's so many things that then are technically a broth.
Yeah, we might need to
So
add a trigger warning for blood.
Yeah,
Talk.
maybe I'll put that in the description or something. I don't know.
Blood
Oh,
and chocolate.
editors.
Yeah, we should make up a fake. You know how in like professional podcasts they'll just be like, "Oh, we'll just have Jamie cut that out."
Yeah.
Like we should start saying that and be like,
And
"Oh, we should just have like John cut that out." That's my
Pierre.
dad. And it's
Francois, will you?
yeah, no, Marcus will get rid of that. Don't worry. And it's like
Perfect.
just you.
And it's surprise.
Yeah.
It's just me with a mustache. I do wear full beard to edit our podcast, just so you know. Okay, and then my other thought was because I was going to all these concerts, and I did go to another concert earlier in the week that Vision Video played at, which is like our goth dad on TikTok. So if you ever see the guy that's like, "Hey there, baby bat," that's Goth Dad, and his band toured. Anyway, I was talking to my sister, and there was like somebody that opened for them. And it was giving kind of like Andy Black and Black Veil Bride-esque. And I mean, it probably didn't help that they like inked their entire neck too. So it just
Oh,
like
that's what, wait, like permanently?
tattoo. Yeah. They just
That's
tattoo
what
block their neck and stuff.
21 Pilots did.
Yeah. It's very
And
popular.
then all of their fans started showing up to the shows with it, and I was like, this looks weird.
Yeah, I don't know if their fandom's very interesting with how they choose to dress for their
Their fandom
events.
is awful. They
More.
are. They have the worst fan base. I just spit. I got so passionate about it. 21
Okay.
Pilots fan base is like gnarly. And okay, what?
No, I was gonna say, do you remember when they were playing in the Capital One Arena when we worked
Yeah.
down there and they were camped out all day with their like yellow
Yeah.
duct tape all over them?
Yes. Yeah. I worked at venues in college, and I worked at one like amphitheater, and we had a sister venue that was like a smaller amphitheater in downtown Raleigh. And so sometimes when they needed like extra boots on the ground or whatever at a show downtown, they would have our staff from the amphitheater go work that venue too. So we had security from our venue go downtown to Raleigh for the 21 Pilots concert, and they came back like the next week telling these horror stories of these fans pushing down, not even pushing down, like barreling down barricades, running over security guards to get in like quick enough, and that everyone was saying they were just so disrespectful, so violent, like
Jesus.
weirdly violent for just like a weird pop punk-ish band.
And it's all
And
like, and it's mainly females under the age of like
yeah.
25 or something.
Yeah, and there were these like security guards who had been working at venues for like decades being like, that was the worst show I've ever been to. And I was like, wow, I mean, not that I was a 21 Pilots fan, but I feel like that really just taints your perception. I'm like, I don't want to go. That sounds scary, especially if it's like any type of general admission.
Yeah.
Like, no, freaking pass, dude.
Yeah, I just remember it was like, it felt like they were maybe in high school or something. Like it looked like their mom dropped them off at 9 a.m. in downtown DC and just
And they probably did.
left them all day and they just sat outside all day.
Yeah.
It was crazy.
I feel like I'm past. I don't think I've ever actually gotten to a show that early. Like maybe before Doors, but never waiting and waiting and waiting for hours on end. And I live close to the 9:30 in the Atlantis. And I'll like go out to get a morning coffee or like go walk a dog. And there are people sitting outside. And I'm like, you have at least 10 hours before the doors open. Mind you, the Atlantis capacity is like 450. And I think 930 Club is like under 2000. No,
Yeah,
it's probably
there's
like 1000.
not really a bad seat in either place. Also, it's
No.
like, unless it's to camp out for box office, I don't understand the point. So, unless you're
Yeah.
gonna go see Maggie Rogers, like, I don't know why you're
Don't
camped
get
out
me
there.
started. This is not the place to get me on a freaking ticketing soapbox. But yeah, I
True.
saw someone standing outside of the Atlantis at like 4:30 the other day. And I was like, my guy, if you got there when doors opened, even after doors opened, and you just kindly asked the five people standing in front of you to move, you would be against the barricade and at the front of the stage. Like it
Yeah.
is a tiny room.
Yeah.
I don't understand.
It's giving Black Friday. It's giving Old Navy flip-flop sale day where people are
It
gonna camp
is.
out and like try and rush in.
And
And
like
it's
luckily for people here, like we're in a city. So if you camp out all day, you can walk to Chipotle, walk to Starbucks, and you can like get sustenance. But I'm like, if you're like at PNC Arena in Raleigh, North Carolina, for example, there is nothing to do, nowhere to eat, nowhere to go, nowhere to walk to. It's not walkable.
Yeah,
Like
if I
you have
was
to
anywhere
cross a
up
major
here
highway.
in Pennsyl if I was anywhere in Pennsylvania doing that, like it unless you're in a major city, it doesn't make sense. Like in the Harrisburg area, if I go to a concert, if I go to a big concert, it's probably going to be in fucking Hershey. And like that's,
Which is one of the reasons why Maggie Rogers forcing all of her fans to wait outside of the box office is absolutely asinine, because she thinks she's doing it to like, keep ticket prices fair for her fans, make fees like not a thing. And I'm like, holy shit, well, you're making all of your fans take time off of work
Yes.
because tickets go on sale on Friday, which is a work day.
Yeah.
And waiting in line is going to take hours. You're probably paying for parking somewhere. You're probably eating out. You're getting coffee out. You're buying water out.
Yes,
You're driving hours
if
or
I
taking
was to
public
do this
transit.
right here in suburbia, like I would have to drive 30 minutes. Not be working, not have anything else on my day basically, or be like I don't know what time they go on sale, but like I'm driving at least 30 minutes. I have to park a car, probably gonna cost me money. Again, yeah, then I'm have to wait in line. And let's assume that maybe I want a decent ticket, so I'm getting there pretty fucking early. Like, heaven forbid, I'm like, I can only, if they go on sale, I don't know, like 10 or noon or whatever, heaven forbid, I can only get there like 30 minutes before it starts and I'm waiting in a huge line, maybe. I don't know. 'Cause then you have people from a lot of rural places in Pennsylvania gonna come in and try and get a ticket that way.
I think it's absolutely ridiculous. It makes it
Like,
hard
I
for
would
me to.
pay that fee. I would pay those fucking ticket fees because that way I can at least have a full day of working. And then just
That's
subtract
what
that.
I've been like lightly following some of the discourse like on Reddit and stuff, and a lot of people are like, yeah, I would rather just pay for the convenience to do this like in the background of my Zoom call, like pay the $14 or whatever. To not have to go through the motions. And I'm like, crazy. It's almost like a convenience fee.
Yeah, heaven forbid you have like kids to take care of or a job that you actually can't take off of work for.
I remember she did this for her last tour too. And it was maybe closer to summer because people were complaining about having to wait outside in line. And like, then the weather became an issue because they were like, I'm so fucking hot. This is like bad for my health.
Oh God.
And I can't leave the line to go get water. Like, also imagine if you're not there with someone else. What if you have to go to the bathroom? Like, if
Even
you show up
if you are there
alone?
with someone else, like hopefully there's a bathroom nearby. Like, I don't know.
It pisses me off. It makes it hard to like stay a fan of hers because I just think it's so naive and disrespectful. And it's like, I understand what you're standing for, but you're doing it in a way that makes it so much more inconvenient for the people who are literally funding your career. And then I'm like, in what way is that not just hypocritical? So,
I
Maggie, if
agree.
you're listening to my super hot and popular podcast, that is my take on you.
Yeah. Oh God.
Anyway, I don't know how I got, I mean,
Well, back to
you
Black Veil
started.
Brides. I'm gonna go back to Black Veil Brides and Andy Black. Basically, these
I don't
guys
know if anyone
reminded
listening to this
me.
is gonna know what Black Veil Brides is,
They
but
can
Black
fucking
Veil
Google
Brides
it.
is an old e not old, I mean
They're
old.
still.
They're still around. They're an emo band that are like on the heavier side, and they
It's
all
like emo
wear,
metal. It's not
they all
your
wear
all-time low
like
emo.
really heavy makeup and like I don't even know how to explain it. Makeup isn't the right word. It's like face makeup. Like they have masks on basically with makeup.
Like fully
Also,
face painting.
I, sorry, I keep going on tangents. Finish your thought about Black Veil
I
Brides.
was just gonna say, since we were talking about the maxi denim skirts last week and Black Veil Brides, the name to me makes it sound like it's like gonna be some sort of like goth metal-y band, but like for people who are in like fundamental Latter-day Saints, like extreme Mormonism. You know what I mean? Like it,
I
Black Veil
wouldn't be
Brides makes it
surprised.
sound like it's extreme Mormonists who are like goth.
Do you remember when the whole rumor went around that the killers are Mormon?
Are they not?
Oh, are they?
I thought they
Don't
were.
know.
I believed
I
it.
wait, I don't know what's real or not now. That's so fucking funny. I
I have
really
no
have no
idea. I was just
idea.
going around being like, oh, well, did you know the Mormons
Are,
or the
did you
killers
know
are
that the
Mormon?
Mormons are the
The
killers Mormon?
Mormons
Oh, there's a
are
whole Reddit. Obviously they oh my gosh, he is the lead singer. Brandon Flowers has been very forthcoming about the evolution of his faith, Mormonism, in parentheticals, since he struggled with the effects of rock star culture becoming more and more committed to his faith throughout the years. That, my friends, is a bummer and a half. You want to know who's also a Mormon?
so many people.
Cascade.
Oh,
And
yeah.
you want to know what's really crazy is that, like, the more you listen after knowing, like, that he's Mormon, going back and listening to his music, you're like, oh, that kind of tracks. Like, unlike a lot of EDM artists, he's not singing about partying, drinking, going out, staying up all night, like pills, none of that. He's just like, life is good, colors and fun.
It's
I'm like,
kind of
oh.
the same when you listen to the Killers lyrics. It's like not quite. It's a little bit
Yeah, that's
wholesome.
true.
I mean, it's still good music though, and it's whatever. Like Mormon's
Yeah.
fine. Live your life. Just, don't do it in front of my salad.
I don't know where my tangent was going about before when you were talking about Black Veil Brides. I had something to s oh, I was talking to this guy at a bar on Saturday night, and
Red
he
flag.
had yeah, he listen, I'm working on my fear of rejection, okay? He had a really good taste in music, and that's completely subjective, by the way. He had a similar taste in music to mine and yours. And we were talking about just like whatever, what bands we've listened to and like the like renaissance of emo music and like people starting to be proud of being an emo kid when they're growing up, building like, all this stuff basically. And he was like, yeah, and like what's that band with all the masks? Like they're all these girlies are like dancing to them on TikTok. And I was like, masks. And I was like, are you thinking of Black Veil Brides? And he was like, no, like real mask, like
Is
horror
it
movie
Sleep
mask. And I
Token?
go, it's not Sleep Token either. I
Okay.
go, Slipknot?
Oh no,
And
really?
he goes, yeah. And I was like, TikTok girlies are dancing to Slipknot?
No, they're dancing to Sleep Token.
Oh, okay, so he was wrong.
He's definitely wrong. I have seen so many girlies thirsting
For
over
Sleep
Sleep
Token?
Token because Brittany
That's
Broski was thirsting over Sleep Token. And I have not heard of Brittany
oh.
Broski changing and thirsting over Slipknot, so I don't
No,
think.
no, no. I'm sure you're right. That is just so funny that this guy, I mean, you can imagine my face in this bar, right? He's like,
I would have
yeah,
told him he was
girlies are,
wrong.
yeah. Well, I didn't know because I
Yeah.
deleted TikTok. So
Well,
I haven't seen any of this.
even so, I would have been like, you're wrong. I would have
Yeah.
gaslit him. There's just
I
no
haven't
way.
seen, I did have to, oh my God, this whole, okay. So that happened. And I was like, girls, can you guys imagine like TikTok grage, like girlies fucking dancing to Slipknot? I was like, I would live to see the day. Sleep Token, I understand that's a little better. I mean,
Yeah,
still
it's like moodier,
heavy.
gothier,
Yeah.
hosier.
Yeah.
Like that's his voice. It's hosier, but like a little bit more hard
So
rock.
funny. Speaking of being gaslit, I have another story about this group of men that I interacted with on Saturday night.
Amazing.
So me and my new friend Addie go to this bar and we're sitting there and we kind of like integrated with this group of guys and they kept buying us jello shots. We were at last call and one of them walked over and like had given us jello shots and miscounted. So there was an extra and I just left it on the table because I was like, I don't want that. I don't even want the ones that you are buying that are counted correctly. I don't want the extra either. And like later in the night, he kept coming up to me and being like, it's pretty rude you didn't take the jello shot I bought you. And I was like, dude, you miscounted. I took it with everyone else. We cheers. Do you not remember that? And then like he would be like, I can't believe you're trying to give away my the jello shot I bought you, like blah blah blah. And also, I want everyone to understand that he was not straight and therefore not like trying to flirt or hit on me in any way. He was there with his partner who was a man. And I was just like, stop. I literally at one point said, I was like, stop gaslighting me about the fact that I didn't take this. Like, I took the shot with everyone. Also, who cares? Like, do you
Yeah.
want me to give you your $3 back?
It's a one, jello shot. And two,
Yeah.
the more you pressure somebody into drinking a drink or eating something that you got them, even if they didn't take it, the more I'm like, what did you do to it? Why do you want me to
Also,
have it so badly? Sorry,
I didn't
like,
even
what
think
the
about
fuck?
that.
Like, what, why are
Yeah.
you pressuring me to have a fucking jello shot?
It was so weird. And
It's
then
not
at
like he
one
bought you
point,
a fucking like old fashioned.
he looked at me and was like, "You know, I'm not drunk, right?" And I was like,
You know, I don't
"Sure."
fucking care.
I was like, "Sure." I was like, "I'm not. You are." And the funny thing about him saying that is that 5 minutes later, his friends and partner were like helping him leave. And they were like, "I don't think he can stand."
It's always the drunkest people that are like,
And I
I'm
was
not even
just like,
drunk.
"Stop fucking gaslighting." Yeah, I'm not even drunk, but I was just like, "Stop gaslighting me about jello shots. What is this? Like, freaking Sigma Nu, dude. Like, also, you were 36 and worked at a law firm. So I was like, do you want me to pay you the $3 back or do you need a lesson on maturity? Because this is ridiculous."
He's 36 and I'm 30 sick of his shit.
Good one, hand.
Thank
Peach.
you. I've now made it my thing when men are being fucking obnoxious, I'm just gonna start cat hissing at them.
Yeah,
Like,
you want to
you're not,
know?
I'm telling you, please leave me alone. I'm telling you, I'm not interested in what you're selling,
Yeah.
whatever the fuck it is. Like, at some point, I'm just gonna start like barking
What
or
are they
hissing or
selling?
something. What are they selling? They're selling
Okay,
chocolate.
this
Sorry.
is a perfect fucking segue because speaking of selling, speaking of people I want to hiss at, and speaking of people who act like Black Veil Brides, fucking apartment salesmen are so mean and so unwelcoming. I'm like, do you? They act like they would rather die than have you move into their apartment
Yeah, and
building.
I'm like, aren't you in a commission-based role?
Yeah, I'm like, isn't this your job? I toured three apartments yesterday, and two out of the three salesmen that helped me at these and women, I would not be surprised if they, like, I don't even know, like, want me to get hit by a car because that is how they acted. And I was like, again, isn't this your job? Like, don't you get paid if I sign here?
Yeah, I know we
And
all hate our jobs and that's the fun thing to do, but like
I
also.
was like, okay, it's a Sunday. So, like, are you hungover? I don't really get it. One of the people that I was touring with, I went in, she came out 20 minutes late to the appointment and goes, "What are you looking for?" And I was like, "Oh, just like one bedrooms, or if you have a one with a den layout." And she goes, "I have nothing to show you." And I was like, first of all, in my head, I started thinking, if you actually had not, like, when I booked this tour, I had to indicate what type of layouts I was looking for on the form. So you have that information already. Had, like, what if I was in town, like, looking to move to DC? What if I had driven down from Baltimore and you inconvenient, like,
I
enough to
did
say,
that
"I don't have anything to show
when I
you."
first moved to DC, I spent a whole day down here, like looking at apartments
Yeah.
and shit.
Yeah, so I was just like, I literally, our friend Meg came with us, and I looked at her in direct line of this saleswoman, and I just went, like, and made such a disapproving face because I was like, "Isn't this your job?"
Also, it's
And then
like,
I
I
was,
don't have any one beds to show you right now, but let me take you through a studio or a two bed or whatever so you can see
right,
finishes or see how like a similar layout
yeah,
of something would look.
and then I told her, I was like, "Well, I'm not moving until like late fall. So I'm just trying to get an understanding of what layouts I like so I can keep an eye on the website." And once I said that, she like lightened up. But I was like, if you, even if I had indicated that I was moving within the next like 60 days, you would have known that. And then like, why get on an email communication? Like, why would, did you just wait until I came in for you to be so rude?
Yeah, why didn't you look at my shit before I came in? Because you knew you had an appointment. And then,
Yeah.
like, also, again, yeah, again, it's just like, don't shut it down. Okay, what are you looking for? And then you're like, I don't have anything to show you in your head. And then say, okay, well, what are you moving? What are you looking to move? And then from
Right.
there, be like, I can't show you anything within your timeline, which I already would have fucking known. Like, I don't know.
Yeah.
It just
It
doesn't
was
make
just, it
sense.
was so crazy. And I've had a few apartment tours now where I'm just like, I don't understand your MO. Like, is it me, Jesus? I'm like, what is
Yeah,
wrong with
it is
me?
you.
I
It's
know.
totally you. It has to be. 'Cause
I got a text this weekend from one of my friends because I was complaining about, I went to a pregame on Saturday night with a friend from high school, and the guy who hosted the pregame is that guy's friend from like weird connections, like kickball or some shit. And the host girlfriend, new girlfriend, like absolutely sucks. Like, I really don't know a nice way to say it. She's really awful to be around. And I was texting my friend about it, and I just said, like, bro, so and so's girlfriend sucks. Sorry, but not sorry. And he goes, no, she does. And I was like, I'm glad we're on the same page. The last party I met her, I was like, am I being a bitch? And this time I was like, oh no, I was definitely right the first time. And I was like, at the first party, me and other friend thought everyone was vibing with her except us. And we were like, damn, are we the problem? And this is goes to what you just said. He said, they're always the problem. It's never you, Kimmy. And I said, I'm
Yeah.
gonna hang that on my wall.
And it's true. It's never you. It's never your fault. You're perfect. It's everyone else.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. But yeah, I don't know. I'll keep everyone updated on apartment tours. And if I find someone who doesn't act like they want to hit me with a car, I just don't get it. I'm like, you're welcoming someone into your apartment. Don't you want me to? I don't know.
Yeah, I want like I need like old lady be like, "Hi honey, like what can I do for
Yeah.
you? Like come over here, sit down."
Would you
Like
like a coffee? Like,
I went to a diner this weekend with my sister and like the ladies were like, "Do you need more
Ugh.
time?" And I was like, "Yeah." And
Diner
they were like,
coffee.
"Okay, just close your menu when you're ready and I'll come back." I was like, "Great. Excellent.
Perfect.
Love the communication. Perfect. Not overly chatty. It was just like warm, inviting, to the point.
I want
Lovely."
diner food. I want diner coffee, and I want it right now.
If I walk into a diner and I don't see like half of the patrons are people with like white gray hair and
Yeah.
like camouflage, then it's
Yeah.
not going to be good diner food
It's
because
no.
you need the old people and you need the conservative rednecky looking people, and they're going to indicate that it's greasy good diner
And
food.
not good for you. Yeah.
My okay.
I'm sorry. If you go into a diner and there's young people there in Birkenstocks, get the fuck out. You're like, this is vegan.
The Silver Diner always cracks me up because it's like, oh, this is like our vegan eggs Benedict. And I'm like, yeah, it's kind of nice because then like I can have a vegan option or whatever. But at the same time, I'm like, this is too trendy to be called a diner. Like,
Yeah.
I
Yeah.
need it
There's
white bread, I need it
nothing.
greasy, and I need it now.
I agree. And I need really mediocre, like blissfully mediocre diner coffee and a stupid little diner mug that are too small. So you know they have to come back and fill it up 8 times, but it's so good. And they're thick walled ceramic and they're always the same shape. I
Yeah,
love it. I
thick-walled
love it.
ceramic.
It scratches my brain. Also, that made me think of because something I saw on the internet today that just never ceases to piss me off. It is 2024, and I want to know why people are still pouring hot coffee over ice.
Yeah, I put my espresso over ice, but I feel like maybe that's a little different because that's what you do
There
in
is
a.
less liquid there, but even when I like to melt the ice, I mean, but
Oh.
so like you, if you pour hot espresso over ice,
So,
like it's
okay, I didn't take
okay.
you literally. I put my espresso in a mug and then I put ice in and then I put my like creamer and stuff.
That's fine. I
Okay.
am just saying, like, and even still, when I make latte iced lattes at home, I make my espresso, I put it in the freezer for 10 minutes, and then I make it because I hate when the ice waters it down.
Yeah.
But there have been so many times where, like, I will go out to a restaurant and I'll order an iced coffee, and they will bring me a half filled cup of ice, and then pour from the pot the coffee on it. And I'm like, I am now
No.
just drinking your
No.
already weak coffee
Okay.
mixed with water.
Okay, this okay, I'm with you now. Yes, I am completely with you. If
And
I'm
the
going
reason
to
it
an
came up is because
establishment
people on
and
the
they do
internet do
that,
it.
no, at home.
Yes. And that's what I'm saying. They're trying to make these aesthetic coffees. And I'm like, there are ways to fix this now. We have freezers, we have refrigerators, there are
Yeah.
machines that literally make iced beverages now.
Yeah, I mean
They
like
can't taste good. That's what I'm saying.
if I'm making regular coffee, in like a regular coffee pot, I would
Yeah.
like make it and put it in the
In the
fridge
fridge.
beforehand. But
Right.
I have an espresso machine at home, so I just put it with ice at the same time because it personally, if I put it in the freezer or something like you do for 10 minutes, I'm gonna forget. So
Yeah.
I won't be drinking it.
That's fair.
Because it's
That's
hard
fair.
enough for me to make the coffee. But I will also say like, the way a coffee shop, like if you got an iced latte, they would put espresso over the ice and stuff. but I
Yeah.
guess because it is such a small amount of liquid, it chills down fast. It
Right.
doesn't really melt it. But like a whole, like
Yeah.
regular pot coffee doesn't
Yeah.
make sense to me. I
No,
would be pre-batching that. I would do like night before or some
that's
shit,
what
like
I
if I had
do.
to.
Yeah, it just, I'm just like, that can't, it can't be good. It just
No.
really, really got me today, and I wanted to get it out.
Nothing
Wanted
like a
to vent
good
about it.
watery coffee.
Yeah, well, I suppose we can start wrapping this, but I would be remiss to let this whole episode go by without mentioning Miss Taylor Swift,
Oh yeah,
because
you
we are
did say
now.
you were going to talk about it this week, so.
Yeah, because in the time we released our last episode, the Tortured Poets Department came out, and we found out at 2 a.m. on Friday morning that it was a double album, and it was 31 songs, 2 hours and 2 minutes. And I have listened to the whole thing through probably 10 times now,
Wow.
which, thinking about like time commitment, seems like a lot, but it is a very good album. Might end up being a top three-er for me. I think the depth of her lyrics is unmatched, and I think it's hilarious that her ex of 6 years was probably shaking in his boots, thinking that the whole thing was going to be about him, and it's not, which I personally find hilarious.
Oh, wow. Was there
Yeah,
any
not a lot
song
of it
about
is.
him?
No, not a lot of it is about Joe. There's like maybe two songs, one like that's really obviously about him, but a lot of them are about Maddie Healy,
I think that makes
which
more
is.
sense because when you're with someone for 6 years, like there could be a lot of shit that goes on, but a lot of the time you are like, there's so much that happens between you two that it's like,
Where do you even start?
yeah, and
Yeah.
it's also like you probably started healing from that already,
Yeah.
whereas like the Maddie Healy thing was like a tumultuous, very short whirlwind type.
Yeah. Yeah, totally.
So,
Yeah, I thought that was funny. I think it also confirms the like Swiftie theory that Midnights was our breakup album with Joe, and now this is like her whole next era.
interesting.
But yeah, really loving it so far. I'll be interested to see how she tours on this, because I don't think she can incorporate it into eras, because then
No.
I'm like, it's A, gonna be a 4.5 hour long show. You're gonna have to have an intermission at least. And then also she's gonna just get herself stuck in this like eras cycle forever. I'm like, you need to get back on a normal touring cycle.
Yeah, I wonder if she, and it's also because you said it's double.
Yeah, it's 31 songs.
And it's not like Beyonce where it's like there's interludes and stuff. It's like they're all
They're all like
song length.
songs.
Okay. Yeah, I mean
Yeah.
that's just going to be long to perform anyway, so I wonder if she's going to give it some time to see like what starts tracking better while
Yeah.
she finishes out eras and then maybe she'll have like something else by then
Excuse
too
me.
to include, but I feel like yeah, I'm with you. You can't just do eras for the rest of your music career.
No, like that's so overwhelming. There's
Also,
this
you
one
have a
song
new
that's
album.
like,
It deserves its own spotlight.
yeah, there's one song that's like, lights, camera, bitch, whatever. And it's like basically about her putting on a front to perform. And I saw this TikTok that was, I think Rachel posted, that was like, any of y'all feeling kind of bad for going to Eras?
Oh, yeah. It's like I'm performing. I want to die, but I'm
Yeah.
smiling or
She's like,
something.
I am so depressed. I act like it's my birthday. I'm gonna
Yeah.
get fucking sued for singing that on this.
Well, we'll see what happens. Sorry,
My
Taylor.
big giant popular ass podcast
Yikes. The
is
AI's
gonna
coming
get
for us. I'm gonna flag
Taylor
it.
Swift's attraction. Well, if you have thoughts on the Tortured, oh, the other thing I want to say on Tortured Poets Department is that she did address the similarity in titles to Dead Poets Society by incorporating two of the actors into her music video, which I
Oh, so
think is
she knew
funny.
that was gonna come.
Yeah.
Okay. Cool. Well, good for
All
her.
right. That's that on that. Thank you all for listening. This has been funny, hot, and very cool. Also, working on our outros as we work on our intros.
Yeah,
Hi,
give
I'm
us,
Kimmy.
I'm Hannah. Give us a like, a review. Tell us a
A
fun
follow.
story in your review if you want, and maybe we'll share it on the podcast.
Yeah,
And
go
yeah,
follow
follow
my
us on
personal Instagram
Instagram.
because I'm at 999.
Or you could follow me and get me to 999.
Hell yeah, let's do it.
Anyway, we try and release new episodes every Tuesday, and so on that, we will see you next
Next
Tuesday.
Tuesday. Bye.
Bye.